Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I walk a straight line, shackle and chain. Oh, gruesome Gertie is calling my name. There is no mercy in this penitentiary. Just ask the Hill String Gang, Wrangler.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Bloody Angola, a podcast 142 years in the making, the complete story of America's bloodiest prison. I'm Jim Chapman. Woody Overton cannot make today's show. He is currently on a project, so we're going to make it happen today solo. And look, one thing we get a lot here on Bloody Angola podcast are questions, and we love that. And we get so many of those questions, we can't answer them individually as often as we would like to. We try to release episodes every now and then that answer questions. And today I've got something I think you're really going to enjoy. I really enjoyed researching this, and it's going to encompass a few different topics. We're going to talk about the most dangerous females in the history of incarceration, in the history of prisons. We're going to talk about the most dangerous prisons themselves in the United States. And we're going to talk about the most dangerous male prisoners. I picked a couple of those that right now currently are as feared as they come. And I think you're going to really enjoy this episode. So we're going to jump right into it. I'm going to talk about the most dangerous prisons in the United States currently. And every now and then these polls will come out and it will actually rate prisons based on a bunch of different criteria. How many deaths have they had? How many hospitalizations have they had? What is, are they notorious? Are they known for being a dangerous prison like Angola? And so we're going to cover those that have been released recently. And number 10 on that list is Holman Correctional Facility. And Holman Correctional is located in Escambia County, Alabama. And Holman is actually blessed with two frightening nicknames. One is the Slaughterhouse, and the other is the House of Pain. And it really deserves the nicknames. I mean, they have regular stabbings. It's nothing for that to occur at that prison, to both other inmates and to correctional officers. In terms of Holman's most high-profile prisoner that they've had, it would go to the late Bobby Frank Cherry, who was a member of the KKK, and he also carried out the horrific 1963 16th Street Baptist Church bombing that was nationally known and sadly, tragically killed four African-American girls. So Holman County Correctional Facility in Alabama is number 10. And I'm going to get a lot closer to home here with number 9, and that is Orleans Parish Prison. And as far as a jailhouse is concerned, Orleans Parish Prison has as many violent prisoners as you could think of. Violence reigns supreme at Orleans Parish Prison. Correctional officers there, they're notorious for just kind of ignoring incidents that occur. Believe it or not, between 2006 and 2014, Orleans Parish Prison saw 44 deaths among inmates. And number 8 on our list would be the Pelican Bay State Prison. Now, this California prison is heavily criticized, but there's no denying the state experiences some of the worst gang violence in America. The fact is, y'all, in California, all the prisons are kind of controlled by gangs. A little bit different here in Louisiana. Angola doesn't really have gangs. They don't really have, like, you don't hear a lot about Aryan Brotherhood. I don't even think it exists in Angola. You don't hear a lot about Bloods and Crips, although I'm sure there's members that are in Louisiana State Penitentiary. In California, everything's broken up by race and by gangs. So some of the most notorious gang members are sent to Pelican Bay State Prison to carry out their sentences. And many think that's one reason why Pelican Bay has an ongoing problem with violence, but the setup of the prison is also to blame. Pelican is divided into two, with the most dangerous inmates kept in the security housing unit. The building has no windows, and prisoners stay in their cells 22 hours a day. And number 7 on our list, Rikers Island. Now, certainly this is one of the most notorious prisons in the world. You've heard of Rikers Island. It's located near the Bronx in New York, and it has a pretty long list of notable inmates. A wrestler, Sid Vicious, was actually a resident, I guess you could say, of Rikers Island. Tupac Shakur, DMX, Lil Wayne, even the Son of Sam, and the murderer of John Lennon, all either currently or were residents of Rikers Island. So that's number 7 on our list. Number 6, Louisiana State Penitentiary at Angola. And you know all about Louisiana State Penitentiary if you're listening to this podcast right now. Of course, one of America's most storied prison, nicknamed the Alcatraz of the South, as well as the Farm, as well as Bloody Angola. It is the largest maximum security prison in the nation. It's the epitome of what you would think of as a chain gang prison. So much so, y'all, that it inspired the Green Mile. The prison has been steeped in violence over the years. We've covered a lot of that, from riots to escape attempts, and that is number 6. Number 5 on the list, San Quentin. San Quentin is the oldest prison in the state of California. It's also California's only prison to house death row for male prisoners. A lot of people don't know that, but there is only one prison in California that has a death row. And of course, California, having changed so much over the years, now, you know, they're totally against the death penalty. The majority of that state, certainly all the legislators. So I don't even know if they need that one. But San Quentin has its own gas chamber. Although since 1996, all executions have been carried out by lethal injection. And there's a lot of infamous criminals that either currently or in the past called San Quentin their home. Charles Manson, for example. The freeway killer, William Bonin, is another one. And San Quentin is known for chronic overcrowding and major understaffing, as well as, you know, it's typical of all California prisons. They got a gang problem over there. And how about number four on that list? Folsom State Prison. Way back in 1955, y'all, Johnny Cash sang Folsom Prison. A classic for all the Johnny Cash fans out there. I know I'm one of them. And he made it famous, right? But it had big problems. He brought attention to the inmates there back in the mid-50s and the conditions they were suffering from, which were similar to Angola. But the primary problem with Folsom, especially back then, was the overcrowding. I mean, they had hundreds of inmates over their capacity at Folsom. It actually was known and is an absolute fact that it was the most populated prison in the country at one point, and it is still number four on that list. Number three, Sing Sing Correctional Facility. Now, this prison is one of the most death-ridden prisons in America. Sing Sing's electric chair is called Old Sparky. Every state has a nickname for their electric chair, right? We've got Gruesome Gertie here, Old Sparky at Sing Sing. And that particular electric chair has executed over 600 men and women, including convicted espionage criminals Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, as well as a serial killer and cannibal known as Albert Fish. And Woody did an episode on Fish recently. The Son of Sam also called Sing Sing home, as did Ruth Brown Snyder, Gary Evans, and bank robber Willie Sutton. Some have tossed around the idea of turning Sing Sing's original cell block, which was built in 1825, into a museum, which would probably be a good idea. I'm sure it would make, maybe it makes some money. They can clean that prison up a little bit, but it's number three on our list right now. And number two, Attica Correctional Facility, always been known for its poor conditions, riots. Attica probably has more riots per capita than anywhere in the country. Terrifying inmates over there. We've even done a past episode where we talked about riots and specifically brought up one of the most famous riots of all time, which occurred at Attica. That was in 1971, where 43 people died, including 10 correctional officers. And violence inside that prison is so bad even today that the state installed a tear gas system that covers several of the large areas in the prison. Some of the notorious prisoners at Attica include El Said Nasara, the 1993 World Trade Center bombing terrorist, Sam Melville, also known as the Mad Bomber, and New York mobster Eddie the Butcher. And the number one most dangerous prison in the United States currently, and if you know anything about prisons, and we haven't mentioned this one yet, you can probably guess it, ADX Florence. Of course, ADX is in Colorado. It is the United States Penitentiary. It is what's known as a supermax prison, and it houses the worst of the worst. Timothy McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bomber. Robert Hansen, and he's dead now, but he was the Soviet spy who sold out the United States and was an FBI agent. He was housed there. Al-Qaeda 9/11 architect Zacharias Moussaoui. Boston Marathon bomber is housed there. The Unabomber, also dead now, but Ted Kaczynski was housed there. And at ADX, the prisoners are confined 23 hours every day in a cell. And they got some great documentaries on ADX. And I also released a bonus episode on ADX a good while back, and it's still on the Bloody Angola Patreon page. So that is your top 10 most notorious prisons. We get a lot of questions about other prisons in the United States that are really dangerous and notorious, and hopefully that'll give you a little more information on that. So we're going to move on. How about America's most notorious female criminals? We talk about a lot of male criminals on here. We've talked about some females, but we haven't really gotten into depth on female prisoners because outside of a short time, they weren't housed at Angola. But we branch out every now and then, and we're going to go ahead and I'm going to give you a list of the most notorious female criminals in America. Hey, y'all, it may be moving towards the end of another summer, but that doesn't mean I can quit watching what I eat. We all know home-cooked meals are so much better for you, but you don't always have time to pull it off. But with HelloFresh handling all the meal planning, shopping, and most of the prep, it's easier than ever to get dinner on the table quick and painless. There's always new flavors to explore with an ever-changing menu of 50 recipes to choose from every week. Just pick your meals and your delivery date. It's that simple. With summer in the rearview mirror and busier days ahead, now is the perfect time to save money when it comes to your dinner routine. Skip the meal planning and grocery store lines and cut down on food waste with HelloFresh's convenient doorstep delivery and pre-measured ingredients. My favorite aspect of HelloFresh is the vast array of menu options. Look, I can burn out on eating the same things over and over again, but with HelloFresh, I don't ever run out of options. Y'all, I tried the spinach one pan chicken last week, and all I can say is my mouth is still watering. It was that good. For free breakfast for life, go to HelloFresh.com/freebloodyangola. One free breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life just by going to HelloFresh.com/freebloodyangola. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
And we'll start off with number 10 and work our way backwards. And we're going to go way back for number 10, and that's Belle Guinness. And she was born in 1859. Listen to her crime, y'all. She killed over 40 husbands, children, and rich suitors, I guess you could say, for insurance money. She immigrated from Norway to the United States in 1881 and worked as a servant. So she marries a man in Chicago in 1884, and together she and her husband, they ran like a candy store and a bakery. The business was unsuccessful, and within a year of that business opening, it mysteriously burned down, and it left the pair with a good bit of insurance money. Now, no one knows exactly how it burned down, but Guinness either caused it or gave her the idea of insurance fraud being something she could get some money from. So not long afterwards, her husband dies of heart failure. Their marriage produced 4 children, 2 of which died during infancy. She had insurance on, life insurance, and she used that money to purchase an Indiana farm that also had some of its property burned down. So she's got a lot of insurance claims out there. Her next husband and his 2 daughters would share the same fate as her previous family. You starting to see a pattern? So with lack of family members to bump off, basically, Guinness turned to finding wealthy men through a column in the newspaper. This is how they did that back in the day. Think of it as the 1800s version of a dating site. They came to her bearing gifts and things like that. Oh, I want to marry you. And she greeted them by taking what they had and making sure they never made it out alive. With so many suitors going missing, people were starting to get suspicious. And one man whose brother disappeared, he decides he's going to go investigate that. He finds out that her farmhouse had burned down, and in it were the remains of four skeletons. Three were children, and the last was a decapitated woman buried in the shallow grounds across the property, y'all. 40 men and children. So she had a hired hand that worked for her, and they can't find Guinness. And they think that the body that they found, one of the bodies that was buried, was her body. So they pull this guy in, they question him, and he confesses that the body they uncovered was not Guinness, and that she basically manipulated him into the whole thing. And in the process, she makes her escape, and she was never heard of again. And we'll get a little more current with number nine, and that's Gwendolyn Graham and Catherine May Wood. Now, Gwendolyn Graham was born in 1963, still alive, and Catherine Wood was born in 1962, and their crime was the smothering of five elderly patients, but they expect many more, and they met one another at a nursing home in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Wood supervised Graham, who was a nurse's aide, but their relationship became more personal as they became lovers. More wild than the usual couple, they tried out a lot of little sexual things, such as asphyxiation for sexual pleasure. But they grew bored, and they decided they want to seek out a better thrill. So they thought murdering would be more fun as a sexual game. And this is no joke, y'all. So in 1987, their first attempt at killing failed when the elderly patients were able to fight back. They then targeted a woman with Alzheimer's, and Graham smothered her to death. And for the next 3 months, they murdered their victims, and then they would make love with the memory of their kill fresh in their minds. They even took little souvenirs from their victims, showing them to their coworkers and boasting of these sexual acts. Now, none of their coworkers believed them. They thought they were full of shit. They dismissed the confessions as a sick joke. So eventually, Graham and Wood break up. Graham meets another woman and moves to Texas. Wood then confesses to her ex-husband about the killings, and after a year of holding it in, he contacts police. Wood testified against her former lover, Graham. She got a plea deal for that, which was basically 20 to 40 years, while Graham receives life in prison. Number eight on that list, Patty Hearst, who was born in 1954. A lot of people, I'm sure, have heard of Patty Hearst. She was the daughter of a wealthy newspaper publisher who lived in California. She was kidnapped in 1974 by the Siboney's Liberation Army, which was a small American leftist group, and they demanded the Hearst family give $70 in food stamps to every needy person in Santa Rosa and Los Angeles County, California. Hearst's father compiled and gave $2 million worth of food, but they weren't satisfied, and they asked for $6 million more. But Patty Hearst's family, they basically said they'd only donate more if the girl was released, and they didn't see their daughter until 2 months later when a surveillance camera caught Patty Hearst participating in an armed robbery at a bank. The audio tapes of Hearst speaking emerged and revealed that she had been part of this whole plot to extort money out of her parents by faking her own kidnapping. Eventually, after 19 months on the run, she was captured by the FBI, and although she claimed she was brainwashed, she was sentenced to 7 years in jail. However, after serving 21 months, her sentence was commuted by President Carter, and she was released. She returned to a normal life. She actually became an actress, y'all, appearing in movies and TV shows and things like that. Number seven, I know you've heard of this one, Andrea Yates drowned five of her children in a bathtub. So she grew up in Texas. She was an intelligent child. She earned the title of valedictorian, actually, of her high school. She married in 1993 to a man who was a disciple of an extreme Christian minister who believed in married couples bearing as many children as possible. So in 1999, Yates gets diagnosed with postpartum depression and psychosis after being admitted to the hospital several times for attempting to kill herself. Now, after being urged by her psychiatrist to not conceive any more children, she had a fifth child and in turn suffered severe depression, according to doctors and her. She didn't feed her children. She mutilated herself and read the Bible obsessively. This prompted her husband to send her once again to the hospital. In 2001, although it was advised that Yates be placed under supervision at all times, she was left alone with her four children for an hour when her husband left for work. And in a psychotic state, she starts a bath and proceeds to drown each of her children one by one, five in all. She was found guilty of first-degree murder. She received life in prison. And get this, after she killed them all, she calls the police and her husband, and all she will repeat was, "It's time. It's time." So she gets sentenced to life in prison. And in 2006, that verdict was changed to not guilty by reason of insanity, and she was committed to a hospital where she remains today. We'll go on to number six, Jane Toppin. And we're going to go back on this one. 1857, she was born. She died in 1938. Now, with her mother dying during infancy and her father committed to an insane asylum after trying to stitch his eyelids together, young Jane Toppin, she gets adopted. Unfortunately, her father's unstableness would be a trait Toppin and her sister would share. After being dumped by her fiancé, her behavior became more erratic, but it stabilized as she became a student nurse way back in 1880. She had an obsession, though, with autopsies, and after two mysterious deaths under her care, she gets fired. So she starts her own business, being a private nurse. She would basically work inside these homes as a private nurse all over the Boston area. Now, a few patients survived her care, but eventually she was found guilty of killing two infants, although it's believed she killed 11 to 46 children. Let's go to number five, Nanny Doss. She's suspected of poisoning 8 to 11 of her husband's children and relatives in order to collect insurance money. Man, some of these ladies like that insurance money. She was born in Alabama, and she grew up working on a farm under her strict and controlling father. One of her few joys in life involved reading her mother's romance magazines, and she would daydream about a romantic future. However, that future would be stained with blood as she sought out the perfect love. During her first marriage at 16, she bore four children, two of which died within months of each other. Suspicious of that, her husband left with one of the remaining daughters and left the newborn, Florine, behind. Now, as Florine got older and bore children of her own, she made a quick trip to her father's and returned to find that one of the infants had died under Doss's care. A few months later, Doss's second husband fell ill and he also died. Now, with more insurance money on her hands, Doss bought 10 acres of land and she builds a nice big house. And then in the early 1950s, Doss' family were dying. They were just dropping like flies. Husbands number three and four, they were both sent to an early grave, along with her mother and two sisters. Her fifth husband died after their marriage, which led to an autopsy. And when they did it, guess what they found? Arsenic. Enough arsenic to kill 28 men. With such evidence, Doss confesses to at least 10 murders spanning three decades and received life in prison in 1955. She died 10 years later of leukemia. Number four on our list, Delphine LaLaurie, 1775 to 1842. She's known to have tortured and murdered black slaves. Now, if you're familiar with American Horror Story, you may be familiar with this story, but you may not have known that the vivacious female slave owner was actually based on a person in real life by the name of Delphine LaLaurie, often referred to as Madame LaLaurie. And she was a wealthy socialite in New Orleans. Like many of the rich, she owned slaves, and rumors ran rampant about her cruelty towards those slaves. She was known for being cruel. In one incident, a slave girl jumped to her death after LaLaurie, with a whip in hand, was furious at the slave catching a snag in her hair while combing it. An investigation was held, and LaLaurie was forced to give up 9 slaves. Although they were returned to relatives later on, even her daughters received beatings from her for attempting to feed the slaves. Now, all of those evil deeds, they come to light in 1834 when a fire breaks out in the kitchen of her home. Authorities find a suicidal slave chained to the stove, deciding that she'd rather take her own life than be taken to the uppermost room to be punished. So bystanders, they break open the door to the slave quarters and they find 7 mutilated slaves still alive, all suspended by their necks with limbs that appeared to have been stretched. Subsequently, an angry mob breaks into the house and they destroy everything in sight. The mutilated slaves are taken to jail, where it's estimated over 4,000 people visited to bear witness to their sufferings. They also uncovered bodies in the backyard. LaLaurie flees to Paris, where she later died.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Number 3 on that list, Griselda Blanco, 1943 to 2012. She was a cocaine trafficker that was suspected of committing more than 200 murders. She was dubbed as nicknames known as the Godmother, the Queen of Cocaine, and the Black Widow. She was raised by an abusive mother in Colombia and resorted to a life of crime and prostitution at an early age. After the death of her first husband, she became involved with a drug trafficker by the name of Alberto Bravo. They moved to New York in the early 1970s, and they run a successful narcotics trade, where Blanco designed lingerie to smuggle in cocaine. Now, after being indicted with 30 others for what at that time was the biggest cocaine case in history, she and Bravo flee to Colombia. They later returned to the U.S. in the late 1970s and they set up a new base in Miami. Now, being involved in the narcotics trade, Blanco was involved in many other crimes as well. She was ruthless and notorious for drive-by shootings by motorcycle. She is said to have invented that killing method, and in 1979, she orchestrated the Dade County Shopping Mall massacre where 4 people were killed. Alberto Bravo met his end when he got into a dispute with Blanco regarding drug money. In turn, she shot him and his 6 bodyguards dead. She was also not opposed to killing children and was a bisexual who would conduct female orgies where she would sometimes execute the strippers afterwards just for the hell of it, just for her pleasure. Because of her cruelty, the multimillionaire made many enemies, and to avoid assassination attempts, she moves to California. In 1985, she was arrested and eventually deported to Colombia in 2004, where, guess what? One of her enemies finally got their revenge. In 2012, she was killed while walking out of a butcher shop, ironically, by a motorcycle drive-by shooting, the execution drive-by method that she invented. Number two on that list, Janine Jones, who is still alive, born in 1950, and she was found guilty of killing two infants, although they think it's possible she may have killed up to 46 children. She was a pediatric nurse in Texas, and she was what you would call dramatic. She loved being put in life and death scenarios where she would save children and be praised as a hero for her actions. Now, these children would be injected with various medications to make them gravely ill. And unfortunately, many of them would not survive long enough for Jones to quote unquote save them. So much so that the first hospital that she worked for noticed there was an alarming death rate of children under her care, and they forced her to resign. It was at her next job that her crimes would be discovered. That hospital began noticing a number of children having breathing problems and other strange illnesses, and although they weren't fatal, it raised an eyebrow. However, when a 14-month-old by the name of Chelsea McLennan was brought to the hospital for regular shots, right? Mumps, measles, that sort of thing. She dies of a heart attack, and suspicions started to rise even more. So the media gets wind of this. They start reporting on it, and when the autopsy comes out, they discover some drugs in that baby's system that should not be there and had no reason to be there. And of course, they charged Jones with murder. She was also convicted of attempted murder when they found medication in another child's system that actually lived. And she now is currently serving a 99-year prison sentence. She actually came up for parole in 2017, but of course, that was denied. So who you think's number one on this list? I've covered all these females, and I bet there's one out there that you're like, you hadn't talked about this lady yet. Well, I'm going to talk about her right now. Number one on our list of America's most notorious females, Eileen Wuornos, 1956 to 2002. Now, she was found guilty of killing six men between the years of 1989 and 1990. And, of course, you know, many of you have probably seen that movie if you're a fan of true crime. But Eileen Wuornos had a pretty tragic childhood. She had been abandoned by her mother and was raised by her grandparents. Her father was an accused child molester. He hung himself in prison. And Wuornos, after she was in prison, claimed that her grandfather sexually abused her growing up. At the age of 15, she was thrown out of the house and lived in the woods. She prostituted herself in order to survive. She then hitchhiked to Florida. And at age 20, she married a guy by the name of Louis Fell, who was a 69-year-old yacht club owner. The marriage only lasted 9 weeks and ended with a restraining order against her. 10 years later, she met the love of her life, a female by the name of Tyria Moore, a hotel maid that would become her partner in crime. Now, since Wuornos, you know, meager income was not enough for the couple to survive on, they took to murdering Wuornos' clients, her Johns, and robbing them. She shot six victims, and police found bodies in various areas of Florida. And this was within a very short period of time. She also killed another man, but his body was never found. Instead, witnesses identified her and Moore driving the victim's car, and his items were found at pawn shops, and those items had fingerprints linking them to Wuornos. She was arrested in 1991 and eventually put to death in 1992. I'm going to give you one more for today, and that is the 10 most dangerous inmates in the world? Because we get asked that a lot. What are inmates outside of Angola that are considered really dangerous currently? And what are some throughout history that were the most feared? We're going to start out with number 10 on this list, and that is Dennis Rader. Dennis Rader, if you're not familiar with the name, you're certainly familiar with his, I guess, his calling card, the BTK killer, bind, torture, kill. In a 17-year period between 1974 and 1991, Dennis Rader killed 10 people, consisting of 4 members of a family and 6 women. Now, much like the Son of Sam, Rader would send letters and poems to police and media. And after his final murder in 1991, that case went cold. They had no idea who this guy was, and it went cold for a long time. But Dennis Rader screwed up. In 2004, he decides he's going to resume communication with the media. He couldn't stand it, right? He started sending packages to him, proof that he was the BTK killer. He would send pictures and things like that. Bound dolls. He would actually send dolls to the media, tied up like he would tie up his victim. And police started investigating again. And in 2005, they arrested BTK. And he is currently serving 10 consecutive life sentences. That's number 10 on our list. Number 9, Charles Bronson. And nope, not the Charles Bronson you're thinking of. This one is known for being a violent prisoner more than anything else. His name is Michael Gordon Peterson, but he was given the name of Charles Bronson, yes, after the actor, by a promoter during the criminal's short-lived bare-knuckle boxing career. That was back in 1987. Now, Bronson had been getting into trouble since his adolescence. He joined a group of robbers at 13 years old. He was arrested several times for everything from crashing a stolen truck to burglary to armed robbery. And as of 1993, Bronson has remained in custody due to crimes within the prison system. He was transferred a number of times for violence against fellow inmates and prison guards. He is not a good guy, even in prison. Number 8 on that list, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Everybody's heard of El Chapo, right? But this ain't the most notorious. This is the most dangerous inmates. If it was the most notorious, he would be number 1. But he's number 8 on this list. Now, he's a former drug lord and Sinaloa cartel leader that had been involved in cartels since the 1970s. After multiple captures and escapes, he was extradited to the U.S. in 2017 to serve out his sentence, eventually arriving at a supermax prison in Colorado. And, of course, that's the prison I mentioned earlier in this podcast, ADX Florence. Now, Guzman's rap sheet is way too long for us to get into here, but it's primarily drug trafficking, violence, the use of hitman to carry out hundreds of murders, money laundering, etc. And before he was imprisoned at ADX Florence, he actually escaped a Mexican prison in 2001, leading to a 13-year manhunt. He escaped again in 2015 and was recaptured in 2016, and he is serving life plus 30 years at ADX Florence. Number 7, David Berkowitz, known as the Son of Sam. His crime spree started in 1975 when he stabbed 2 women in the Bronx in New York. And between then and 1977, Berkowitz killed a total of 6 people and wounded 11, during which time he sent ominous letters to the NYPD and a Daily News journalist. He referred to himself as the Son of Sam in the first letter, and he's known for terrorizing the New York City area in the late 1970s as he eluded police despite multiple attacks before finally being caught in 1977. He pled guilty and was sentenced to 6 life sentences. And while he's been in prison, believe it or not, he's become an in 1977. Charles Cullen. Now, typically, medical professional serial killers are often referred to as angels of death or mercy. It's an odd nickname. I mean, they're far from angels. But in 1986, Charles Cullen graduated from nursing school. He worked at a number of New Jersey and Pennsylvania hospitals in 16 years as a nurse, during which time he administered lethal doses of various substances into multiple patients. Finally, in 2003, he was arrested and it was determined he killed, officially, 29 patients. But it's believed that he possibly caused hundreds more in deaths from complications due to his actions. He was sentenced to 18 consecutive life sentences without parole. And one of the reasons he gave for his actions was he said he was easing the patient's pain. When it was looked into, not that it would have made a difference, but when it was looked into, not all of his patients were terminal. A lot of them were not terminal. And I'm just going to give you a couple more. We'll go to Joseph James DeAngelo, or how you may know him, and this one's been in the news pretty recently, the Golden State Killer. DeAngelo is the perpetrator of an alarming amount of crimes. In fact, Golden State was the ninth pseudonym awarded him by the media. Between 1974 and 86, DeAngelo murdered 13 people, assaulted over 50 women, and committed around 120 fucking burglaries. After 1986, that case went cold, and it remained cold for what seemed like forever, until genetic genealogy and incriminating DNA evidence led to DeAngelo's capture in 2018 at the age of 72. He was eventually charged with 13 counts of first-degree murder and 13 counts of kidnapping, all to which he pled guilty. And get this, he was a police officer for a brief period in the 1970s. He's currently serving life without parole. And I'm going to go ahead and give you what is considered the most dangerous inmate in the world currently. His name is Jason Barnum, and he's known as Eyeball. And it's not too hard to see why. Google Jason Barnum when you get a second. Barnum's right eye is tattooed black. And I'm not talking the eyelid. I'm talking the eyeball. And he has an eyeball tattooed on his forehead. He was a serial burglar, and he was found hiding in a hotel in 2012 and opened fire on two police officers. He wounded one. He was subsequently arrested and sentenced to 22 years in prison. That was in 2015, with charges including attempted murder as well as car theft and burglary. And he claimed to have been doing so to fund his addiction to illicit substances. But Eyeball will get out of prison. He's not that old. But go Google him, and you'll see why he would definitely, if looks equal danger, he definitely would be at the top of anybody's list. Check him out, Eyeball. That's all I got for you today. I wanted to bring you something a little different and something that I thought you might enjoy, a little knowledge from some of the research we do here at Bloody Angola. Thank you to all our patrons for supporting us. Love all of you. We couldn't do this without you. It just wouldn't exist. So thank you so very much for supporting us. If you're interested in becoming a Patreon member, please visit Bloody Angola on Patreon. And until next time, I'm Jim Chapman for Woody Overton. We are your host of Bloody Angola, a podcast 142 years in the making, the complete story of America's bloodiest prison. Peace.
I walk a straight line, shackled and chained. Old Gruesome Gertie is calling my name. There is no mercy in this. penitentiary. Just ask the Hill String Gang, Rango.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.